Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com here with a name you know. We spoke to her just a few months ago about this specific match type, and now here we are again to promote the actual show, NXT War Games on December 5th. We've got Raquel Gonzalez. Raquel, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me today.
So excited to talk to you. It was funny, when I spoke to you, you were NXT Women's Champion. It was right before some things happened with Dakota Kai. And I had mentioned about how War Games really helped launch you into the stratosphere. And here we are. You're about to head back into War Games. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. And I feel very confident because I already have won War Games under my belt. And not only have I already been a part of this type of match, but I've won this type of match. And even to top on to that level of confidence, look at my team. I have the most stacked team at War Games, men and women's side. I have Kaylee Ray, who is the most vicious, longest reigning NXT UK women's champ. I have Io Shirai, the genius of the sky, who literally threw herself from the top of the cage in a trash can last year. Like, you never know what you're going to get from this woman. It's insane. And then we have, of course, our underdog, Cora Jade, but she has already shown that she has so much fight and so much passion, and I really truly believe she's going to be incredible in War Games with us.
And it's interesting because Dakota Kai is going to be across the ring from you. When I spoke to you last, you and Dakota Kai were on much different terms, and you said, yeah, I'd love to face her for the title. She's my friend. She helped me get here. All she's got to do is ask. Well, I think she asked in her own way. So this is categorically different than your first go around, because you two are on the other side of, or on opposite sides of each other.
Yeah. And you know, here's the thing is that she did ask, and she did ask in her own way with a boot to the face. And that's fine. I gave her her opportunity. She had her chance to try and take the title from me at NXT TakeOver 36. Yeah. So what is warranting even more backstabbing, hitting me in the back with a shovel so that I lose my title to Mandy Rose? And now I got to watch her and Los Toxicas, Esquinclas walking around with their like little titles, acting like they own the place and like they earned some kind of trophy.
So, yeah, I mean, NXT is in, even from the last time we spoke 4 months ago, it's categorically different than it used to be. Was part of you like, even like, well, we even have War Games this year? Because everything seems different now. Like, I mean, the colors, the look, the presentation, the people we see on the screen.
Yeah, I definitely was curious if we were going to have a War Games, especially the women's side having an actual War Games match. But when we got the news and when we got a little bit more into like who our teams were going to be, I got very excited because this is the kind of atmosphere that I thrive on. This is the kind of atmosphere that I feel like Raquel Gonzalez shows her brutality. She shows her domination and she shows why she is the alpha of the women's division. I'm sorry to say, but I think I'm allowed to say that. There's no one who can top me, can stand next to me, can look me eye to eye.
So, I mean, as I mentioned, NXT has changed significantly. What were your impressions of those changes? How are you feeling? I mean, personally, I love that the lights are on. It's bright. It's vivid. It's colorful. But how were you feeling? Was there any uncertainty for you? Because, I mean, that was around the time a draft was happening. Like, there's a whole lot of things happening at once.
Yeah, you know, we try to just take it day by day with everything. But what I try to do personally is I try to just show up every day, show up and put in my work and show everyone my passion on why I belong here and why I dominate in this specific environment. And I do feel like the new changes and everything that's been happening with NXT 2.0 is good. Change is good. It's good to mix it up a little bit. It's good to get some fresh blood in there and to have these new faces, because I think sometimes we get stuck doing the same thing. So having this little mix and more color and brighter and new people, it's good for all of us. It pushes us a little bit more. It makes us want it more.
So this isn't the only like big special match type on the horizon. I know we're talking about War Games, but next month is Royal Rumble. And I mean, I know you've drawn those comparisons to Diesel an awful lot. And you've seen people like online say, oh, she's going to come in there. She's going to clothesline like 8-9 people over the top rope. I saw the look on your face. That has to be something you're excited about possibly being involved in.
I'm always excited for the possibilities of being a part of the Rumble, being a part of WrestleMania, especially with Mania being in Texas. It's just something that, of course, I've always dreamed of, is being a part of the big stage. So I'm excited to see what happens next month. But for right now, I'm focusing on War Games and focusing on Dakota Kai and Mandy Rose, because I'm going to have both of them at once. Do you know how happy that makes me?
Oh my
I get
gosh,
to have them both
so.
At once
well,
in the cage.
You
they go nowhere.
You mentioned WrestleMania, and that is your home state, if I'm not mistaken.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You performed at the WrestleMania ticket party. You've had the opportunity to do a lot of cool things involved with this. And I mean, you're one day going to be on that stage. Like, how did it feel to be around that just that atmosphere and around there, knowing that, oh, hey, they're relying on me to help promote this gigantic show?
It's the kind of pressure that I love. I love being put in those positions where I want to show them why I'm here, why I belong here, and why I deserve this opportunity. And so getting to be a part of the WrestleMania pre-sale party at the Cowboys Stadium in Dallas, Texas was absolutely amazing. How many people can say that they've performed in that stadium, the AT&T Stadium, on the field, in the middle of the field, on the 50-yard line? It's an opportunity that I know a lot of my fellow Texans have never had, have maybe always wanted. But even more so, I got to perform in front of my family, which I haven't done in so long, and perform in front of people who are from the Rio Grande Valley. They were chanting Puro 956. And to me, that was just a very special moment. It was probably the best moment I've had this year so far.
And I want to say it was a couple weeks before that, Twitter went ablaze because they're like, oh my God, Raquel's at SmackDown. She's wrestling before SmackDown. What was that experience like? Because, I mean, that's a big opportunity. You're there in front of some very influential people.
Yeah, it was also very, you know, it kind of happened all at once because unfortunately that week after I lost my title, I also lost my uncle. Sorry.
So sorry to hear that.
That's okay. So I actually flew home to Texas to be there for my family. And I got the call as soon as I landed that, you know, they needed me at SmackDown. And this was my first opportunity as well as showing up to SmackDown or Raw to have that kind of an opportunity. I think people think I've done it before. I've been in that position before. I have not. This was a first for me. So that entire weekend was full of a lot of emotion, but it was mostly happy emotions because I got to see my family. I got to be there for them. I got to hug them and kiss them and love them and tell them I love them. But then I also got to do what I love, and that is wrestling in front of fans and doing what I love the most, my passion, which is this.
Well, I'm definitely sorry to hear that. Glad that you did get to see your family though, and obviously got that exciting opportunity. What kind of feedback did you get on that, or did you, or was it kind of like in and out?
You know, I got to see a lot of the people that I hadn't worked with in a while. You know, I got to see my good friend Aaliyah, and she's up there right now killing it, doing her thing. I got to see Zaya for a little bit as well. My friends Kayla, and of course the crew that are always there doing what they do. So it was really fun to be on the road with them and to see them. And it was cold. I was not ready for the cold. And actually that day too, I had to like rush and go shopping and stuff because I really wasn't prepared. But it was just a lot. I think I got good feedback back. So I was very excited with the opportunity and I'm looking forward to more.
That's another thing. A Texas girl in Florida the last few years has been spoiled by the weather. Oh no.
I know every time like I go to the cold or I see snow or something, I'm like, you guys know I'm from South Texas, right? Like the weather's the same as Florida. We don't wear jackets. I can wear sandals.
Oh, so as we wrap up again, NXT War Games December 5th. It is such an exciting show. We've got a lot of great stuff on this card. Cameron Grimes and Duke Hudson is one I'm excited about. The Black and Gold versus 2.0, and of course your match. So how I don't know when you found out that you'd be in War Games, but are you immediately like cooking up violent things you can do in the match? Like I can throw this person off of this or into this or. I can grab EO, put her in a trash can, and throw her at somebody on the other team.
You know, I have thought about that. I was like, okay, now EO and I are on the same team. How yes. can I use her as a weapon? Of course. And that's like the advantage that I think I always have is that whatever weapon I have in my hand, I also have my strength with me on my side. So it's like, I could really do anything. Maybe I want to throw Dakota Kai in a trash can and like roll her over or something. Maybe throw her out of the cage. I don't know. but I'm definitely already thinking about what weapons are going to be under the ring, what I could do with certain weapons. If there's anything different that I might see or that I kind of already know is out there that I could probably grab and take in with me. I'm just very excited because this is an opportunity for us to just go at it. And I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Well, guys, check it out. NXT War Games, December 5th. You can check it out on Peacock. We'll, of course, be covering the show. Raquel, it's always nice to talk to you, especially when it's about, you know, beating people up, which you're pretty good at.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And also to remind everyone, if you're in Orlando or you're on vacation or you live here, you all can come watch the show for free every week. All you have to do is go to www.com/NXT Live, and then you can come watch all of us beat each other up.
Check out NXT every Tuesday, USA Network as well. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.